This is by Yeva from Rabbi Yehuchim. Beautiful passage on Zrizus. By Yeva Elav Hashem. Parsha Zu Tzricha Lahavi Yisodam Lidei Nesius Roish. Remember by the Mishnah that they needed something called Nesius Slave. So there was something called Nedivah Slave, Chochma Slave, Nesius Slave. In the Ramban there is enterprise, initiative. Nesius Roish means to give a person an enterprising outlook, an initiative. Just in that context of the Mishkan, no one, says the Ramban, knew how to do anything in the Mishkan. No one had any of the skills of art, carpentry or silver or gold or weaving, but they had Nesius slave. Kol ma she'adoni roitze e'ese. That was by the Mishkan. I think it's the same thing like this here. Nesius Roish means lift yourself up, and it raises you to a tremendous dalga of Kedusha here. Lift up your eyes and understand something which is perhaps a little bit beyond us, but you'll see the greatness behind this passage. Reb Shlomo Brevda, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, always used to say, it says in the Pasuk, Vayar Vayoretz, but he was sitting down. Why didn't he say Vayokom? He did what's called a flying leap. From the chair, whoosh, he didn't stand up. Vayar Vayoretz, but he had to get up, doesn't say Vayokom. Beautiful Nekuda. That was the initiative of Avraham. Vayar Vayoretz. Beautiful Hera, he used to say. Vayoma Adoini. Rabbi Yochum is going to ask, what's this word Adoni? There's a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban. Yesh omrim sheshem ze kodesh. He was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adoni means Hashem. B'hoya omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahamtin, please wait. Ad sheyorutz v'yachnis es oichim. I have something to do. I can't talk to you now. That's basically what he's saying. Please wait, because I have to look after these guests. Belondu mikan, the Gemara brings down, shegedolas hachnosas orchim yoisa mikabodas penei ashchina. How great it is. Well, even though he was mikabod penei ashchina, the mitzvah of hachnosas orchim was greater, and he explains why. In Das Chochmel Musa, Rabbi Yochum, there is a maimah on it, which is, goes, this is only shortened form, but we'll see, you can get the picture from here. What does it mean you can turn around to the shchina and say, please wait? Not convenient, but how do you say that? Ubiyo ha'inyan, kifi sha'onu aymuim tomid. There's a concept which we talk about regularly. Sha'inanu esek im shum olamos. Here in Olam Azeh, we're not directly dealing with, you know, there's Olam Hayitzira, Olam Abriya, Olam Atzilus. These are all worlds which are beyond our concept. Like when you say Amein Heishmei Rabba, Amein Heishmei Rabba, Mevorach, Le'olam means Atzilus. Olmei is Bria Yitzira, and we are in Olam Hasir. Yesh Me Rabba Mavach LeOlam LeOlmei Olmayo. And you're bringing down the Shechina down from the bottom of the Kisei, which is Atzilus, to Bria Yesh Me Ayin Yitzira Yesh Me Yesh, and we live in Olam Hasir. So we are not involved directly with the worlds above Olam where we live. Hadvorim Anelin B'Yoseh Nimtzoyim Kan. All that we need is here. The greatest things that you can achieve are here. But Olameinu Zeh, we are living in contact with everything that we need here. The Torah, Afi Torah Sa'olam Hazeh, and the Torah is called Torah for here. Lo Bashamayim Hi, it's here. The Zehu Kol Esod Ha'inyan, that's what we're talking about here. Shegedola Hachnosas Olchim Yoyse Mikabolas Bnei Hashchina. Why? Let it be so great. Kabbalah is to have a nevuah. The Kodesh Baruch came and spoke to him. It's a great, great privilege, an enormous, enormous distinction to be receive the Shechinah. That's not our business in this world. It's here. And therefore, that's why Avraham Avinu could turn around and say that. That's a reward, shall Olam Hazeh, which you might receive in Olam Hazeh. That's what Rabbi Yochum says there. It's a reward. Kabbalah's Bnei Hashchina. But Lachin Gedoy Achnosas Orchim here, and that's the point. Mikan Kol Soid HaMaisa. And really, what we're talking about is what Rabbi Yochanan explains there, is that this is called Olam HaAsiya, the world of action, where our lives are governed by what we should do. Olam HaPoem, Kabbalah's Bnei Hashchina, is the reward for later, but not for now. Yisoid Kol HaToyro Hu Shehi Olam HaZeh. And that's the reason why Avraham Avinu could turn around and say to the Kabbalah's Bnei Hashchina, that's a great distinction, but that's not my life. My life is Maisim Toivim here, Maisim here. That's the Posset Pashtus. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem Seichel Toiv L'chol Oiseihem. Oiseihem is to do them here. What you do here, Kabbalah's Bnei Hashchina, is something else. It's beyond our realm, and that's why that's the way he explains it over there as well in Das Chochma Musa. That's the first expression of Bayama Adoni. Some say that he's talking to them, to the Malachim, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'godol shebehem omar. He was talking to the greatest of them, one of them. It was, I think, Michoel. Because of a Ramban, and this is the Ramban, Machlok is Rashi and the Ramban. V'hinei korum b'shem rabon. So why did he call them master? The Aleph Dalet. Why did he call them my masters? Ki hike bohem shehem malachei elyon. The Ramban says, because he recognized that they were Malachim. He knew that. V'lulei mistafina. In other words, if you excuse me, Rabbi Yochum is saying, like, not be for my doubts, I don't think I would agree, says Rabbi Yochum. Ha'isi shol, I will ask a question. Why do you have to come on and say that Avraham Avinu recognized that they were malachim? Madua ein hisnagus Avraham mispareshes heitev im nemar shechoshvim shanoshem pshutin. Say that they were Arabs. Why do you have to go on to say that these were malachim and he saw that they were Arabs? You don't have to come on to that.
Why would he need to feed them? He's going through this whole effort of making food. If he knew they were malachim, that's like a wasted effort.
If you stayed away that they were malachim, then why make the cheese and the cakes? But
still, the mitzvah was there. Even though the mitzvah was there, but he realized that they were malachim, even though they were people. But he realized that they were malachim as well. Not a steer necessarily. Mm-hmm. Never left the mitzvahs here.
So even so, he did make all the effort.
He made all the effort, even though he thought that. But Rashi Kotev
Shu,
Lo, Ken, Hu Chashav, Ramban Omer Shuzelo. But Rabbi Yochum Megam, he also says this, that he thought they were, let's say that he thought they were just Arabs. Hello, Isa Bachazal, Shechachmosa Meruba Mishalochem. Our intelligence and Chachma is greater than Malachim. In other words, Tolbo Malachi Hashoris Ubikshulay Malafon of Kodesh. He doesn't mean that. Nimsa Shadagas or Odom Gavoya Mishal Malach. The Dag of an Odom is greater than a Malach. He'll explain it later. V'im Kain, Im Nicholoma Al HaMalachim Shekorim B'Shem Rabom. If you would call them who are Malachim Rabom, Madua Iyaf Shalohovin Sha'omakela Arabim Mamash. Human beings are people, and therefore people are greater than Malachim. And therefore, even if he would know that they would not be malachim, nevertheless, since they're human beings and human beings are greater than malachim, therefore he would still call them rabbom. Halo ha'odom nivo b'tzelem elokim. Odom himself is a tzelem. Himlachto es koinecho. Hamlachto es chaveucho. The greatness of a human being. He brings down from Meshes Chochma. Halo devorim kipshuto mamash heim. Himlachto mamash. And Avraham Avinu, with his enormous Hachnosas Orchim and his enormous gear, his level and approach focused towards Chesed, Muvan Sheshoinim Heim Ha'olamos Kolecha Boifonahu. In the end, yeah, the Olamos are very great. Avol Soif Kol Soif Echod Heim Koma Sheyesh Be'Elyonim Yesh Batachtoinim. In other words, the greatness of a human being, a Tzelem Melokim, Avon would recognize that. So why do you have to come on and say they were Malochim? It's enough to say that they were Arabs. And he knew the greatness of a human being, and that's why he behaved like that. Machlokes Rashi and the Ramban. Now, based on that, Rabbi Yochanan takes us into the world of angels, the Malachim, and then takes us back into our world. This beautiful passage. From Mesilas Yeshayahu and Peirah Vav Kosev, Vasireh Shehamalachim Nishtabchu B'Mida HaTorah Hazos. There is a specific, unique trait which Malachim are possess. Shenaba Bahem Giboye Kayach, Oise Devoroi, Lishma Bakol Devoroi. They follow exactly what they have to do. V'omar v'hachayos rotsoi b'shov. They run and return. Gemara Bazak. You ever seen that Gemara in Brachos? The Gemara talks about it in Brachos, the beginning of Brachos. The speed of Malachim, how they travel so fast. I think they just stand still and they just travel. It's possibly in Yecheskel as well. He describes seeing the Malachim Kabazak going from one place to another. But they go very fast. Chazal Moilim es Mizbar Hatisois Shekol Malach Af. And the Gemara there explains the distances that they travel. Kidei Lamale Shlichusa, where they go in order to be Mekayim their Shlichus. Can you imagine the distances they go? Masoi Shevainyan. The secret is Ratzoi Vashoiv, the speed in which they go and return. Shenishtabchu Bo Helyonim. And that's the praise which is given to them. Ratzoi Vashoiv is the greatness, is the shevach of the Elyonim. La'an rotzim heim, u'l'shem ma rotzim. Where are they going? Why do they run? Or inyan hinei omu. Ein malach echad oise shtei shlichus. We know that a malach only has one task. U'bal kochenu ne'ema, shekol mitziyusa shel Michoel, his speaker rak labase esor, bilvan. The purpose of Michoel was one purpose, just to tell Sol that she would have a child. U'lo nish'ar bo afchut hasayra yoise al shel shlichus. There was nothing more that Michoel could do. Ki shlichos eino kamo shirigilim lachshoiv kishnei devarim nifodim. They're not the person and the task, but ela hashliach hashlichos echod heim. He, the person, is the shliach, and it's one entity. It's not the person or the malach and the task, but he's there for the task. Shnei mitzios achas heim. They seem to make their dedication or their purpose. Their uniqueness is their creation for this purpose. The kasher who mishtaleach lishlichus pshnia, when he goes to something else, harezu kvar mitzios acheres legamrei. He's a different person, a different malach altogether. Remember the loshon, I think by Yaakov, is it by the when he fought with the malach? Lama ze tishalishmi? Why are you asking my name? My name is only for this purpose. I'm only created for this purpose. That's what I'm here for. Not for another purpose. Ein lanu shum shem kavod. We don't have a fixed name. Mishtanim shemoisenu lefi mitzvos avodas hashlichus she'anu mishtalchim. We are created for the purpose of what hashlichus is. Kolomer hashlichus she'ani memela. It depends entirely on what it is. He hamatzios sheli. That's my purpose in life. Ki yisod hashlichus hu echod la'asos v'tzon hamashaleach. There's only one purpose in the shliach. And that is to do what he's told. Ritzon Hashem Yisbarach, Hametzuveh, Hamet. To do what Hashem wants. We'll see where he's taking us now. You begin to realize. The last is Ritzon Yisbarach, who is Dabkus by Kivyochel. And the closeness that a Malach feels, that is his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Nikayim, what he's made for. Kihu Ritzon Echad. He's one. Umuvan Vepashtus Inyan Sherotzer Veshov. And now we begin to understand what it means by the speed and the haste of Chayas HaKodesh. Shekomu Rutsosam Hil Yisdabek Birtzon Yisbarach. Beautiful concept that, no? To be together, to be unified with your purpose in life. So a Malach is there for his purpose and no other purpose. That's a Malach. You get the Nimshah. That's the Malach. V'hine Kol Zeh Halohu Be'Elyonim Adoni. If that's by the Elyonim, if that's by Malachim, then aleinu ladas, then we have to know what are we here for. Shegam bo elameinu on nimtza inyan zeh rotzoi b'shoiv, the importance of haste and speech shel olam hazehu ritzot l'dvar mitzvah. Mitzvah Shem on Shabbos, we'll talk about this in the Rabbeinu Bachai. He has a magnificent passage on this, on the rotzan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also Rabbeinu Yonah has something on this, we'll see on Shabbos morning. Ritzot l'dvar mitzvah mishum sheha mitzvah is halal hein hein ritzon yisbarach. The mitzvahs are what Hashem wants. V'imkein k'sherotzim l'mitzvah harezu ritza l'utzon yisbarach. Once you run to a mitzvah, then you're running on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're doing to what he wants. Makes a comparison here. Chazal lomdu ki l'ma'a l'beis ha'knesses mitzvah l'ma'ahed. It's a mitzvah when you're going to the shul to run. When you're going to shul. I saw that myself. Continue with Rav Scheinberg. You remember seeing Rav Scheinberg?
Yeah, long time ago.
Always used to, always went.
Always gone to shul.
With all his sitzes on him, even in his old age, the wheelchair, and he would run in. Always run. You always see him running into shul. Always Rav Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik. I lived next door to Tzadik Livov for 10 years, so I saw him all the time. He would run. Always run into shul. He used to also daven at home nates and come in for Chazor Sashat to the yeshiva to daven Chazor Sashat. He would run in. Running from the office into the omud, always running in, always sort of shine there, running. Beautiful thing to see, it's with all the bloody man and his sitzes. Shenema near the fall of Das is Hashem. The chain omud of Yeshua ben Levi, loyalam yorutz olam nidvah halacha. Vafilu b'shabbos, shenema achrei Hashem yelechu, ka'arye yishag, like a lion roars, and run to do what Hashem wants. Obviously, the moshul of the malachim, if that's by Elyonim, batachtoim also. That's the point he's bringing out here. Anachnu im hayinu boyim ba'atzmeinu lefarish es haposet achrei Hashem eleichu. If you and I were asked to describe achrei Hashem eleichu, how you would describe it? Vada hayinu machnisim boy kavona telyonis to discover it. You would say, I need to have kavona and dveikus and ava and yira. But Rabbi Yochum said, it's not so complicated as that. If you would say achrei Hashem eleichu, chazal pirushu ba'ofen haposhut liyotzer. La'rutz lidvar mitzvah. It's much more posh than that. The physical action of running is called Achrei Hashem Yelechu. That's going to all the dveikus, just the action, the speed, the haste. Haste is maybe the wrong word, I don't know. You have to be careful. Haste, what do we say to be speedy? Hasty, not speedy.
More haste, less
speed. Haste is good, no, haste is care. Haste is Jesus, probably, but something fast. I remember once my wife, when she gave birth, so I asked the children to help me in the kitchen. So I said to them, you have to help me, and quickly, help me quickly. So I had one son called Maishi. He was about 3 or 4. So I'm helping you out, but he went like this. He moved everything on the table, just went like this, everything off the table, just pushed everything off. I'm helping you clear the table, to clear the table off. Okay, little kid he was. Said, Maishi, just careful what you're thinking. Haste. Well, if he's then is chadesh lano be'inyan harotzoi v'shuv. And therefore, we begin to understand what does it mean literally, physically. I think chidush gadol. But Buchum says something now which I don't really follow, but maybe you'll help me. Ki onu begidim lafarisha ikar hu kiyam ha-mitzvos. Look what he says here. We think that the ikar is the kiyam ha-mitzvos. V'haritzel advar mitzvah hi biglal ha-mitzvah. And the running is because of the mitzvah. Kedei lakayma. Lefido reinu nimsa. But what we're saying here, ikar ha-tavayim is what's over shoyim. You hear that? Don't really follow. The ikar is the running. Achrei Hashem te'elecho. And not the dvar mitzvah. I can't explain. Haritza hi me'ikar ha-mitzvah. The running is the ikar. He brings a raya also, which I'm not too clear on. Hu masha omu b'chazal. You know the Gemara in Brachos, when the Gemara says, agot apalka riyato. Mar brings out the schar of the shear is the running there, but the Maisa Rashi says there, who's that for? Remember Rashi there in the Gemara Brachos?
Someone who does understand
the ikar is the shear, but the schar for people who don't understand is they're running to the mitzvah, so it's not the ikar. For people who don't understand, the running is the ikar. I can't explain this to you, what Rabbi Yochum means, but the ikar is the running, not the dvar mitzvah. The hadvarim kipshutam mamash. They're literal. Mikol inyan hapalka, from the shir, hina ha'ika hi ha'ata. What's over shay? The running.
As the Shiva said, if you told the Mishagaf only one, the Dimindavani.
He's going to say that as well. He'll talk about that as well. But what's he saying here? What's he saying? The ikar is the running, because it's Dome la malachim who run. Their shlichus is their running. Not the dvar mitzvah.
Could it tell us the vote of life, right? If you're running, you're showing it's an expression of the importance of it to you. So that could be one explanation for ikar of it, because it's of the life.
That's a beautiful explanation. The running demonstrates what you really want to do.
Right.
Not the ikar mitzvah, not the mitzvah itself.
Right.
You're showing your devekas
by running.
Mm. That's a good point. Therefore, the levi is behind it rather than the apathy. Sephirah or something. This is a good, beautiful explanation. I never thought of that. Chazal in the Medrash say, "Ma'abim lahagdil inish lo shliach mitzvah." We see the importance of a shliach mitzvah. The chihu potu min asuka. How can you be potter from a sukkah if you are a shliach? V'amu she'ein lecha chavi b'nechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach she'nishtaleach la'asoyz mitzvah v'noyzei nasha k'dei she'yatzniach b'shlichusay. There's nothing more favorable, says the Medrash, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a shliach mitzvah who does what he's asked to do. Who is the best example of that? That's Eliezer, no? Eliezer was a shliach. Berta Zichatalik Baruch Hu always used to bring out that the state, Eliezer could have lifted himself up. You know, I am the vice president of Avraham Avinu Enterprises. You know, I imagine my brother with his faces, but that beautiful. You know, he could have dressed himself in a top hat and a stick with a golden chain. You know, and, who are you? I'm Eliezer. I'm the vice president here. You know, I'm a bit, no. Eved Avraham Anochi. Eved Avraham Anochi. I'm an Eved. I'm nothing more than Eved. That's. It used to be a pasuk in Mishle. We'll talk about it maybe in Chayit Sod, but it's Nefesh Adonah of Yoshiv. He returned the soul of Avraham. Avraham Avinu was so concerned about Yitzchak's Shidduch. He looked after the Shama of Avraham by bringing Rivka to Yitzchak. It's a pasuk in Mishle, maybe we'll see it in Pashas Chayit Sod. He talks about it. It's a beautiful praise for somebody if you do what you're told to do. That's Aaron probably as well. He was told to do something and he followed through. Noach probably as well. Vayas Noach k'chol asher tzivah Hashem kein osa. It must have been an absolute puzzle to him. How can I possibly make something to live in with all these animals? Other people say, Vayas Noach k'chol asher. He did what he was told to do, even though he didn't understand it. The shlichus of a person is a very great praise. And that's what he says here. Vakanire sheshliach mitzvah oid yoise godo me oise mitzvah. How do you explain that, Shimshon? V'hi misoid ha-godol shal inin ha-shlichus le-mitzvah misoid achmei Hashem t'aleichu soid v'tzoid that you learn from Malachim. Yeah, but the Malach has to do the shlichus, but the running, maybe it's like Yeshua says, the running is the Dvar Hashem. That's Yeleichu Haran in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Mavayas HaPosuk V'chila Mechapes HaKodesh. This is by Aaron on Yom Kippur, that when he had finished being Mechapes with the So'ir inside the Beis HaMikdash, when he'd finished the Sra V'chila, in the reward that Aaron did exactly what he had to do in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Heichal on Yom Kippur, V'hainu B'Sra HaZrizus, and the Sra of Aaron was his speed. That's the Sra of Aaron.
All the Kohen, and the entire one was described in the past with the vote of the Kohen, you know, from here to there, and just everything very fast.
That's Kohen Zrizin.
So that the blood wouldn't congeal. That's why they were in such a hurry.
But everything they did like that, not just. Everything was done with speed, everything was done without shoes on as well. Everything was.
You know, they had the timelines. I mean, with the cleaning out the Kshus of Dash, you know, and putting in the wick, everything was just.
You remember that shiri?
Yeah.
That's right.
Had imagery of it.
While the gates were opening, so they cleaned the katoilis on the Truma Sedeshin. You know, the Truma Sedeshin as well. Unbelievable speed. Bazeh zoicha haklal yisol v'chaper. And that is the kapora of klal yisol on Yom Kippur. Bazeh inyan zrizos mevia ledei nekias. And that's what's the nekias? The nekias is from the zrizos. What's the claim? The kapora. Ki kapora hainu nekias. The kapora was the nekias, which came from the zrizos. Vadova noiram oid. Ki tochein shal etzem hakolben medalgin legamwei. I can't explain that to you. You could even miss out the kolben for ikah ha'oimed who has zrizos.
In other words, it's the thought that counts.
It's the heart. The rotzei v'shoiv mishum she'omnam kein she'harotzei v'shoiv hu hu ha'ikah hikorin. That's a malach. That's b'elyonim and that's b'tachtonim. Kol ma'aseim she'otzadikim tomid b'mehirus. Wisdom b'mehirus. We don't really I don't think we really value enough, I don't, maybe, the value of doing something in physical terms. Rather, we're too bothered, I think, sometimes. I know I am with the actual mitzvah sometimes, but the physical side is very, very important. Very important. For example, in Shemona Esrei, you can't lie in a deck chair, sit back and say, you know, on Yom Kippur, Ashamnu Bagadnu, and you have to stand up, you know, head down. You have to. This creates the heart, that moves the heart. That's the chinuch. Halev nimshach acha hapulos. That's your point. The lev follows the act. You have to hold yourself in that way in order to say al chait. You can't just the physical hachno is very important. But it's like that with all mitzvahs. Like, remember I wrote in the Sefer that the importance of Kriyas Mokum by Shemona Esrei. Why do you have to have Kriyas Mokum? Besides the Hashivas of it, which the Gemara call her Kaveh Mokum Litzvilosa Chayzu Mitalmidim Avraham Avinu, I think it says, the Loshen. So Rabbeinu Yonah brings down that Kriyas Mokum is the schar. What's the greatness of the Kriyas Mokum? The Kriyas Mokum, I often think, is psychological as well. If you go to a different place every time, you're never adjusted in your mind. You always look, there's a window there, the light's coming here, this person is standing there. Psychologically, you're not adjusted. If you go to the same place, you know, that person always there, the light is there, the window is there. You don't think about the place. The physical is crucial, because then you're not troubling yourself.
It's only
Shemona Esrei. But you have to have Kriyas Mokum for Shemona Esrei. Why? I often think Al Pi Halacha, it's because it's Avraham Avinu went back to the same place, Har HaMoriah. But in reality, there's a psychological benefit to it, that you are concentrating because you know the tiles are here and the chair is here. Menuchas HaNefesh. That Menuchas HaNefesh is physical. Physical Menuchas HaNefesh. That's what we're learning here. Yeah. And you chushev kaveh mokum doesn't necessarily mean a shul. You can go to different shuls as well, but
like
not
here,
to, yes, it's not always possible. Sometimes you can't always, maybe they have a fixed place. But standing with your feet together and your head down for Shemona Esrei creates that hachno that you need in order to talk to Hashem. So let's go back. Vayiso ena vayah vayorot vayemaher Avraham ha'ohel el soros. Everything is last, and that's the nekuda that Rabbi Yochanan is taking out here, the physical speed, the zrizus. You don't agree, Simpson? It's hard though to think that's the ikka. The ikka is vayemaher. Mahari shalosh kemachsoyes. Ha mahari hu ayosa ikom me'asher shalosh kemachsoyes. The speed is more important than the actual act itself.
Doesn't mean say you should rush and shoot.
No, I'm. Yeshua's answer is a very beautiful answer. It shows the lave. Once you do something with Jesus, it shows the lave is there, the dveikus. But he says it's ikar more than the shalosh sim kemachsoyes. Now he describes to you, this is what he says now. Ha'admum asaba mikem haya omer al hodu mevorchim. Why do we say la'asot b'divrei Torah? Why la'asot? Ki divrei Torah tzuchim his avos etzel odom ke'esek. Must become your business. And he gives a beautiful scene. Ve'esek mischari, if you have a shop, k'shekone echad bo lachanos, and in comes a major customer into the store, will be yichud koine yadua, and a well-known buyer, Hashem ma'avichim yemenu haba. You make a great deal of money from this person. Kulam oimdim al regleihem. Everyone stands around him. Hachin likvosa v'lasot v'tzoyna. Would you like a cup of coffee? Can I take your coat? Like a chair to sit down. You serve a good customer. You look after a good customer. The Beis Avraham, look at this. Avinu kishahaya nichnas eza oirech. When a guest walked in, kol b'nei abayis omdu agleihem. Everyone stood up to attention. In his house, all the servants, everybody was alert. Kulam motzu the awful saviv, and everyone ran to be there. Ki yadua ha'esek hagadol asher ragla yarech, to be served at the guest. Zehu misoid ha'inyan shel ratzoy v'shoiv bayis v'ritza ad Hashem. It's all involved in the mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan makes a whole Torah out of this zuzus here. The running is the ikar. It shows a person's devotion. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Miyamai lo kidmani odom lebeis ha-medrash. Rabbi Eliezer says, no one ever came to shul before me. Ha-machas yishkamti, once I came in, umatzosi hazvolim v'atavlim. I don't know what the medrash is, but he saw garbage there, is it? I'm not sure, or bricks there. Amarti, im tabakshena kakesa v'achamatmoyen tach v'son, os tobin yirash Hashem. He says you have to search. And chipus, bikush and chipus is basically the same. The Gaon says in Mishlei, tabakshena means running from one place to the other. Chipus is in the same mokum, says the Gaon in Mishlei. Tabakshena kakesa, like you go across the world to America to make business, you go to China to make business. That's bikush. Kamatmoyen tach v'son is where you are. If you look where you are, you'll find mitzvahs as well. But the ikur is the searching for it. He means here, Anachnu loikas volim veloikas tavanim. I don't know what he means by that. We are not like the garbage. Meaning, he says that Rabbi Eliezer cleared away the garbage because in order to daven, he himself took it upon himself. I think that's what he means. Hinei ein adam yodea laharich mazeh ha'inu liyos magdim la'ezer dva mitzvah. People are not accustomed to think what it means to be ma'arich a mitzvah. Mahu zeh lahagdim ma'at lahashkim. What you do, so just says Moshe. When a person is magdim to come to shul to fill it, to come early to shul, not to come late. Oy be'ezer ragoyim koydim sitve alimud, or to be there on time for a seder. Makes an enormous difference as well. Your whole tefillah is different if a person is there early. Yitochein v'chol ha'oysha v'hazchus yagia la'odam yoyseh mehakdoma me'ashe etzem ma'amayseh. It could be, says Rabbi Yochum, that the reward is greater for a person in his hakdoma, in his rizus, than it is the actual act itself. Yochol ha'odam lahabos b'maysim ma'od gedolim. You can do great things. Avoy yapsit hu kol ha'rotzeh v'shuv shuhu ha'tanai v'atachlis v'chol ha'avoydah. That's the derech of avoydah. To be zuizah in the act, the physical act creates the dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you come to Seder, and then in the middle of Seder, when you're learning, if you start the Seder with a whole conversation, so it takes away from the chashivas of the Seder or tefillah. If you're there early and you're there to start it, that according to Rabbi Yochum, that's the zuizus, that's Avraham Avinu, and that's a limud from Malachim that we learn here. Okay, we'll leave it here. On Shabbos we'll go a little bit